The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.
Another great couple of days for the Nooshigak fleet, and the total Bristol Bay run is pushing 5 million fish. I'm Dave Benninger. It's June 26th. Thanks for joining us tonight. Coming up, a little reaction from the west side.
I would hazard a guess that there's a few people over 100 already.
100,000 pounds, that is, where the Nooshigak River is surging early, big, or maybe both. In Naknek, the wait goes on, but Travis Ellison says maybe, just maybe, there are finally some signs of life.
Today's the first day we're finding some sizable schools of fish moving into the district. So I expect our escapements to start climbing here, hopefully by tomorrow, as long as the fish can commit to the river.
That and more on KDLG's Bristol Bay Fisheries Report.
Support comes from Bristol Bay Brailer, thanking customers for purchasing brailers, slush bags, and net bags from a local family-owned company. Measuring and building gear for a perfect fit. Orders for next season at 907-469-0782 or online at bristolbaybrailer.com.
First, a summary of the run by the numbers. The total catch Sunday was 737,000 sockeye. That brings the season total harvest now to 2.8 million. With escapement, the total run is now 4.7 million out of a preseason forecast of 41.5 million. By comparison, on this date last year, the total harvest was 1.3 million sockeye, and the total run had just crested 2 million. Again, not even half as many, and that was on June 26th of 2016. Moving quicker this year in all districts, but most especially in the Nooshigak. Ugashik harvest on Sunday was 129,000 fish, bringing the cumulative to 137,600. In-river estimate there, no counting projects yet. Ugashik River in-river estimate, 10,000 fish. Total run to the Ugashik District, 148,000 sockeye. Igigig harvest on Sunday reported as 193,000 fish. Season total in the district harvest, 1.21 million. Igigig River escapement, 13,400 fish on Sunday. Cumulative on the season now, 166,400. In-river estimate of 45,000 sockeye. That brings the season total run to the Igigig District now, 1.4 million fish. Still quiet in the Naknek Quijack District with no fishing time Sunday. Cumulative harvest on the season still stands at 36,600 fish. Escapement numbers not much. Naknek River posted 3,200 sockeye. Season total just 18,400. Quijack River escapement Sunday, 150 fish. Quijack total escapement this season, just 1,300. Total run to the Naknek Quijack District stands at 56,314 sockeye. Nooshigak District catch on Sunday, 415,000 sockeye, bringing the season total to 1.4 million. Nooshigak River red escapements slowed down quite a bit. 20,700 were counted past the Portage Creek sonar Sunday. Cumulative now 880,300, approaching the top end of the escapement goal range. Wood River escapement on Sunday, 104,000 sockeye. Season total now 754,000 inside of the escapement goal range. And the Igushik River Tower, counting for its second day, posted 16,640 fish. Season total now 29,000 past the Igushik River Tower. The total run to the Nooshigak District is now 3,057,000 sockeye on this date. Togiak, no recorded harvest on Sunday. Cumulative harvest on the season, just 3,800 sockeye. And no counts in that district just yet. Again, the total catch yesterday, 737,000 sockeye, 2.8 million total now this season. and the total run to Bristol Bay is 4.7 million. Average sockeye per drift delivery for Sunday's catch, Ugashik posting a big number, 1,044. Igigik was 543, and Nushigak was 640 fish. Allocation numbers so far, Igigik, 85% of the catch has been drift, 15% has been set net fish. Nushigak, 75.6% has been drift catch, and Nushigak set total 21.7, Igushik set about 3%. No numbers in just yet from Port Moeller. We'll be keeping an eye on that through this 6 o'clock broadcast. Bristol Bay District registrations for drifters. This is as of about 3:20 this afternoon. Ugashik has 175 permits registered, going to 186 in 2 days. That's on 128 vessels currently, 136 in 48 hours, 47 D boats. Igigik has 505 permits registered to fish, going to 514 in 2 days, on 392 vessels, going to 398, 113 D boats in Igigik. Naknek Kwejek right now, 180 permits registered, going to 181. 160 vessels, adding one in 2 days, 20 D boats currently. Nushigak District, 619 permits are registered to fish, not changing in 2 days as of earlier this afternoon. Those 619 permits are on 482 vessels, that's 137 D boats in the district, and Togiak has 31 permits registered to fish on 31 boats. Again, we'll keep an eye out for the Port Moeller test fishery numbers here on the Bristol Bay Fisheries Report. Back in a moment.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report was made possible in part by the Bristol Bay Fisheries Association, advocating for fishermen. More information at bristolbayfishermen.org.
I'm Dave Benninger. Catch this show nightly at 6, 10, and 2 a.m. and online at kdlg.org. Keep in touch with us by email, fish@kdlg.org, or give us a call here at the station, 907-842-5281. We do want to hear from you while you're out doing what you do. Today, word is all over the place that the West Side is really off to a fantastic start. Tracking down some confirmation of that, always tricky to do. Nushigak drifter Eric Olson on the Aventura was happy to give some thoughts, even as the cell connection was a little shaky from where he was at out near Clark's Point.
Everybody's very excited about the fish this early, and equally excited about the great return on the news. Normally been a damper on our early fishing, and now with the huge noose return, this is just looking great for this whole river district, and goes to show that there's some good fisheries management going on. And look forward to having my biggest season ever.
Well, there's a lot of effort on this side with 619 permits on 482 boats getting in on this uniquely great start.
It was very crowded when there was no fish. Now that there's fish everywhere, it's not crowded at all. In fact, I haven't been corked all day.
Not crowded at all, haven't been corked all day is what he said there. That was Eric Olson on the Aventura. Eric, hope to connect with you again this season when the cell phone connection is cooperating better, but thanks for chiming in tonight. We also heard from Alex Smith on the Harvester just after he delivered 8 bags.
The southeast wind really brought a lot of fish in, and it was pretty awesome for a lot of people. There's a person in our radio group who just filled up all their bins and had a round haul on deck, so looking good.
One vessel sitting out a tide for some repairs is part of a fishing group who are all reporting some great catches so far.
My name is Steve Mayer, and the boat is the fishing vessel Tunsis.
How's it going so far?
It's been going really well for us and for guys we fish with. We ran into a little mechanical, so we're in taking care of it and excited to go back out.
You ever had a start quite like this before in the Noosh?
No, I've never had a start like this. I don't remember this strong of fishing this early ever.
What do you make of it?
I'm just trying to keep the boat running and catch. I'll make some sort of a decision or judgment on the season at the end of it.
You think if the Noosh will keep producing for a while, or you think people will bail and go east?
I don't know. I think that the Noosh will keep producing, and that if it does, that people will still bail and go east because it's really rigorous to stay here.
How have you guys done so far?
I think we're doing pretty good. Other than this mechanical, I think we've been doing pretty good.
Think anybody's over 100 already?
I would guess. I would hazard a guess that there's a few people over 100 already.
What do you think about the Kings?
I'm excited that they are coming. People have seen them. So it seems like they're coming a little bit later than normal, but they are moving through the district.
All right. Hey, Steve, thanks, man.
Sure.
Nice to hear from all of you. Thanks for those updates. Keep them coming. Reach us here at 907-842-5281. You can even leave us a voicemail overnight with your name and vessel and tell us what's going on where you're fishing. The Naknek Kwejak tends to take longer to pop than the other districts, especially the past couple of years. But how to reconcile the Nooshigak already passed 3 million fish total run, a third of its preseason forecast, and the Naknek Kwejak hasn't counted 60,000 sockeye yet? I spoke with area management biologist Travis Ellison a little bit earlier today to see what he had to say and see what he has in store.
It's usually a few days behind, but probably not in this magnitude. Haven't seen much in the Naknek River yet, although today's the first day we're finding some sizable schools of fish moving into the district, so I expect our escapements to start climbing here hopefully by tomorrow as long as the fish can commit to the river.
You need to get those fish up river is what your announcement was this afternoon. When do you think you could put some net back in the water?
I kind of took tomorrow off the table with the update today, so Wednesday would probably be the earliest we'd look at opening the district. At least with what we're seeing right now, something could surprise us. There might be more fish moving in than what we're detecting with the district test fishing, but I think it's not a massive number. It's kind of the number we need just to keep track on escapement. So I do think it's kind of the start, and I think it's going to build from here. So we're kind of starting to get on edge as to, is it going to be tomorrow or is it going to be tomorrow? And we'll be there hopefully sooner than later.
Do you have any other indicators of where the fish are? Are you seeing anything in Port Moeller or in any other district catches that tell you that your fish are inbound?
I've heard more reports today of fish spotted in Middle Bluff area. You know, sometimes those are Igigig fish, sometimes they're Naknek. But just the fact that we have fish moving into the district today is a good sign. 2 days ago, we couldn't find any fish in the district, so that's a start.
I think you got about 16 million more to go here, probably in the near future.
Yeah, and, you know, when you start getting this late into June, you know, a lot of people start getting nervous, and I'm probably not immune to that myself, but you can look back at a lot of years in the past where we were in a similar situation and the runs turned out just fine. So a little too early to start panicking. It's more of a, when's the run going to really start here?
Travis Ellison, manager for the Naknek Kwejak District. Good to talk to you today for the update. I'm sure we'll ask you about some fishing time later in the week.
All right. Thanks, Dave.
One skipper waiting for that district to get going is Daryl Pope from Washington. He's been fishing the bay since 1976, and what better way to pass some time than chatting last night with KDLG's Caitlin Tan.
The tide is out, boats are docked, and there's no opener. So Daryl Pope is waiting in limbo, passing time drinking tea, eating the occasional slice of pie, but also fixing parts on his boat, the 401k.
Then I did the Peruvial skipper, and basically I got my own net in the wheel. That one was not too good. I haven't done that one in quite a while. With a big prop that I got, it sucked her in pretty good, so...
While he's waiting for fish to hit in the Naknek district, Pope says he's a little nervous he didn't go to Igigik or Nugashik, but he says it's all part of the game.
All been on my mind is, should I have got the hell out of here and went somewhere? Yes, I probably should have, but then you stop and you gotta fix this, and then you gotta stop and fix that. And you wonder what the hell you're gonna fix next, so maybe it was a karma and told me this, I gotta stay here.
But he's hopeful. He says he likes how Fish and Game has handled the sockeye escapement the past 8 years. And it's likely that wall of fish is headed for Naknek soon.
Well, you know, I've heard the Silver Horde's been coming for 40 some years now. It sounds like it's coming this way. But it's late in the season when you hear that big wall of fish is coming. And sometimes it just doesn't come. But it's early yet. Hopefully there's a few fish here in the Naknek by the 28th, and everybody can come back and we'll have one big happy family again around here.
He says he's optimistic prices will be a little higher this year. However, he says it's usually 20% of the boats catching 80% of the fish. Pope says in his 40 years fishing, he feels prices haven't adjusted for inflation, leaving some hopeful skippers and crew broke at the end of the season.
The biggest thing I see is when everybody gets off this plane, the first thing they think about is, I got to get 200,000 pounds to make it. You know, everybody's going to catch 200,000 pounds. Well, that doesn't happen. Some guys do pretty good all the time, but you still need a price. You need a fair price for the product you're producing.
Pope fishes for Silver Bay. He says he likes that it's a fisherman-owned company. And now he's set out on the 401k today in search of fish, the livelihood of so many people in Bristol Bay. In Naknek, I'm Caitlin Tan.
Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is made possible by generous support from Bristol Bay Native Corporation, following a Fish First policy to sustain and promote the economic and cultural value of wild Alaska salmon in the Bristol Bay watershed.
That's just about it for tonight's show, but sports and weather before we go. The Seattle Mariners lost the third and final game of their series against the Houston Astros last night. Score was 8-2. Mariners won one of the three games and are 39-39 on the season. They play the Phillies tomorrow night in the first of a two-game matchup. Seattle Seahawks co-director, player personnel Scott Fitterer is being considered for the position of general manager for Kansas City Chiefs. Fitterer is part of a short list of five candidates. The job was previously held by John Dorsey. No messages to pass along. If you have messages to send from home out to the fleet fishing the bay, fish@kdlg.org, or give us a call here at the station. Also, no Port Mueller numbers to pass along during tonight's broadcast. We'll have their test fishery results for you in the AM news tomorrow. Your marine weather forecast for Bristol Bay tonight, southeast winds picking up to 20 knots, seas building to 4. Tomorrow, southeast 20, seas 4. Tomorrow night, southeast 20 knots, seas 3. The Wednesday outlook right now, southeast winds 15 knots, seas 3. From Port Hyden to Cape Sarachef tonight, south picking up to 20 knots, seas building to 4. Tomorrow, southeast 20, seas 4. Tomorrow night, south winds 20 knots, seas 5. And Wednesday, south winds 15 knots, seas 6. NWS seems to be under-predicting the weather just by a bit this summer. Again, catch this show nightly at 6, 10, and 2. It airs 7 days a week and is dedicated to covering the greatest salmon fishery on earth. It's made possible with the generous support of our underwriters and individual donations from listeners and you, the fishing fleet. With help from the rest of the KDLG news team, I'm Dave Benninger. Good night, good fishing. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
The Bristol Bay Fisheries Report is brought to you by the Bristol Bay Regional Seafood Development Association. Ensuring long-term growth is the world's greatest salmon fishery through investment in Bristol Bay science, infrastructure, marketing, and quality. The Bristol Bay RSDA, we're on board with you.